interior design and radio talk show host for the Home Sweet Home Show every Wednesday at 2 to 3 p.m. on KLAV 1230 a.m. or live on the internet at KLAV1230am.com. Listen in and enjoy our unique radio show. We talk about decorating tips, cooking, fashion, cultural events, and so much more. Also remember to visit me on my website at towncenterdesign.com, making memorable moments in your home.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home with your host, Leslie Lovell, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll be making memorable moments in your home and taking your phone calls at 731-1230. That's 731-1230. Or toll-free 1-866-820-KLAV. Now, let's bring on the host. Here is Leslie Lovell.
Hi, it's Leslie and Linda from the Home Sweet Home Show.
Hello, everybody.
Yay.
And I remembered it's afternoon.
Yes, it's afternoon, Linda. I know. I've been up since 3.
Oh, mamma mia.
I know. And I'm already up like almost 12 hours.
Why? Why?
Well, you know, I had some furniture moved around yesterday in my house. I took a sleep sofa that my dad had left over from his stuff, and I really needed it in the house. So I moved. I played musical furniture yesterday, so I had the guys over there. And, of course, you got to empty everything and fill everything.
And clean.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. So I went to sleep thinking about it. You know how you do that? And then you get up and you go, no, I got to do it, like, right now. Yeah, I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
You've been waking up early quite a bit.
Really early in the morning. I guess I'm a morning person.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah, I guess.
But what time do you go to bed?
9:30.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So if I get up at 3, I had 6 hours.
That's good.
Too bad, right? So we had a crazy busy weekend last weekend, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Baby's Bounty event on Saturday.
Baby's Bounty.
Talk a little about that, because okay. She played there.
The event was so lovely.
Wasn't it?
Everything looked beautiful in the room at English's, mm-hmm. at Town Square. Mm-hmm. But when they brought in the floral arrangements, that just set the entire room off. So beautiful.
I know. Sue Conboy did those, and they were just beautiful.
Yeah.
They were heavy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Kim said, my sister said, take one home. I said, I can't lift it.
I know.
You know, I mean, it weighed a ton, but it was very beautiful. They were all very beautiful.
Everybody was dressed so beautifully. Mm-hmm. There were at least 60 women, I think. 65, maybe.
I think
maybe.
She sold out. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's like 65.
The little snacks were great. I drank so much tea that I felt wired.
Floated out of there.
I was. The scones were superb.
Weren't they good? I can't eat a whole scone. They were huge.
Yeah, they were huge. And everybody was so happy with my songs.
They were.
I loved it.
I was humming along with you.
I know.
Yeah.
I played a couple of classical pieces for you.
I know. Thank you for that, Claire DeLune.
And, you know,
Tea
for Two and all that.
It was
great.
And Besame Mucho.
Besame Mucho.
That was really sweet, too. What a lovely event, huh?
It was great.
I know. I worked the door, and I was all verklempt because I never worked a door before. And these women were coming in one right after
the other,
breaking up raffle tickets. And mm-hmm. It was
fast. The raffles were great, too.
The raffles, we did excellently well on those. I mean, we really did good. I think my sister said they did very well at the event, which I'm very happy about, because Baby's Bounty is a much-needed charity in our town. And they have helped over 2,200 babies already in our state. So,
when did that start?
If you go to babiesbounty.org, I think it's 4 or 5 years old.
Okay.
And it's a 501(c)(3), of course. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, look it up. And then Sunday, what did you do after the Baby's Bounty thing?
I had so much fun.
You did?
Well, downtown, Tony Shea is buying up all kinds of property to boost downtown, and it's just going to be it's going to be long term, but it's going to be fantastic downtown. And he keeps buying out and out away from the Fremont Street.
Mm.
So he bought a place. In fact, I saw several vacant lots that had all the buildings had been torn down to do something, I don't know what, wow. with. But he bought this old, huge building with the original Las Vegas sign called Atomic Liquor. And he's made the neatest bar out of it. It's just going to be great. And it's down there on Fremont and 9th, between 9th and 10th.
Wow.
Which is really getting away from, you know, 10 blocks away. But it was so much fun. And that event that I went to was for the Atomic Testing Museum, and they had a great lecture.
Oh, so that was after you went to the Baby's Bounty event?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you had a busy day.
I was so tired the next day.
You were.
It was so much fun.
You kind of had a long day there.
Yeah. And so you went. So you went to dinner after Baby's Bounty, right?
We did, but Sunday was the big thing that we did. The Foodie Fest at Silverton.
How was it?
Well, they had all these food trucks outside that they normally bring to First Friday, as far as I understand. And they're all very, very different. And I had never eaten from a food truck.
Some of them are
downtown.
Great.
Some of them are really good. But we had a pulled pork sandwich that happened to be very, very good.
Okay.
But the only bad thing was that I don't think everybody was expecting how hot it would be.
Oh.
And the lines were tremendously long and... Honestly, thank goodness they had tented seating for eating, because it was really, really, really hot out there in the sun, you know. Waiting.
You know why it's hot? Because it's on the blacktop. That's the only bad thing. If they had it in a grassy area. But it's a blast to go to where there are tons of food trucks and just try different things.
It's just different. It's unusual. But I got to tell you, the lines were like tremendously long. Mm-hmm. And they had a White Castle truck there.
A what?
White Castle hamburger truck.
White Castle.
Yeah. That was the longest line, to say the least.
Oh.
But I have bought them the burgers, you know, from the freezer section. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know. I guess it's been so long since I had one that was fresh. I just think the frozen ones are just as good.
Really?
I don't want to brag about that, but I don't know.
That's a very famous burger.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, back east it was... you know, prom night, even though we were eating in a country club for our prom, we would go there before get some White Castle hamburgers. And then brides from their church to the reception would stop and get White Castle hamburgers.
So cute.
It's kind of like a tradition, you know, that people do. It's fun, you know, so it was really fun. But, I would probably go again, but if it was that hot, I would take a hat or an umbrella or something, because... I should have had a big straw hat.
I know. Now
I know why you wear your big straw hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really
I have to.
Isn't it?
I have to stay out of the sun.
I know.
Oh, that
much.
Reminds me. Uh-huh. We're going to go to First Friday, aren't we?
That's right, Friday night. That's going to be my first time.
You're going to love it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
At least the artsy part.
Yeah, I will.
And there are lots of beautiful artworks, you know, to look at and buy.
Really?
The crowd is very... strange, and
different.
Very interesting.
Bohemian-like, or
Then like a young guy with a mohawk that's 3 feet long.
Wow,
I've seen.
Wow,
they dress pretty wild, but
that's
anyway, some of the
job.
Restaurants are great.
Yeah,
you know, so we'll just go have a snack.
Yeah,
we'll go look around and
we'll wing it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best thing to do. I think I'm going to really dress down, though. I'm going to wear shorts and a t-shirt and a baseball cap or something, because I don't want to get dressed up for that.
No.
I want to wear like really comfortable sandals and
comfortable shoes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So we can around and hang out. That'll be fun. Yeah. Okay, so that's something to look forward to this weekend. So we got First Friday coming up, everybody, if you want to go downtown and go to the Arts District, right, and hang out and eat and see all your friends and
Main Street in Charleston.
Yeah, that's fun. We have two events coming up in June. June 1st, we have the Baby's Bounty Fashion Show at my house, which is catered by Soirees Catering. And also, we have music and we have champagne cocktail, so that's going to be a very nice day for Baby's Bounty.
What did you decide on the champagne cocktail?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But if somebody has a great champagne cocktail recipe, I'd be more than happy to, have you tell me what that is so that I can make that.
Because
right now I have some some I found, but nothing that I want to write home about, you know, nothing too exciting.
Well, mimosas are very popular, but how about pineapple juice?
Yeah, something different, because the mimosas to me are like more breakfasty, and we're doing a 1 o'clock thing. So I was thinking
maybe one with pineapple juice, one with something else. I don't know.
Yeah, something different, Linda.
Tropical.
Yeah, we'll find something. I mean, in our search in the next couple of weeks, we'll come up with something. Sounds good.
And we'll report back.
Yeah, and maybe use Prosecco, our favorite.
I love Prosecco.
I know, me too.
So I'm not gonna water it down with juice.
I know.
It's so good.
For you, we'll have a special bottle.
Okay, thank you.
Really. I know, it's fun. Anyway, so that's, and then on June 2nd, which is a Sunday, for brunch at Gordon Biersch. We are going to go there, too, because they're having, my brother-in-law is going to be playing there with his band.
Oh, is it June 2nd? Great.
Yeah, New Rhythm Quartet, and his fabulous blues singer will be with him. They do blues and jazz. That rocks the house, baby, and I'm going to get there early because I want to get a seat.
Like what time?
Like an hour before they open. Okay. I'm going to sit in my car and, you know, I just want to be like at the door because I want to get, I have so many people meeting us there that I want to get a really good table so we can really fill it fast. I invited a lot of friends. So I'll let you know when I'm on my way.
Okay, and that's at Gordon Biersch on Paradise.
On Paradise, not the one in Boca, which he usually plays in. He was at Grape Street last week, but he usually, so that was fun. But this is going to be a good one. So I'm kind of excited. I hope the day is beautiful. I hope it's not too hot. You know, I hope it's a pretty day outside on June 2nd.
It'll be fine because we'll be inside anyway.
Yeah, inside-outside kind of at Gordon Biersch. You do the inside-outside thing. So do they have outside over there?
Yes.
They do?
Paradise.
Just like the other one, right?
They do.
Boca? Okay, I thought they did. Yeah, you know, I love Boca Park.
I do too.
I like the atmosphere there. I don't know. It just is, I don't know.
The evening is nice.
Yeah, when we go at night and it's, you know, there's a lot of people hanging around, a lot of people shopping. That Boca Park really has a lot of activity. See, the thing about Paradise is it's like separated from everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there's only Restaurant Row kind of there's, thing there, right?
There are two or three. Well, that's right. There's a lot of different ones right there at Paradise.
But the one in Boca Park, I mean, the shopping there is really cool.
I do love people walking by and sitting out and having coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Me too. Anyway, I want to tell you a little something before we go to break. First is if you want to call in and talk to us, you can call us locally in Las Vegas at 702-731-1230. And if you're out of town, you want to call in, there's a toll-free number, 866-820-5528. And we also post pretty much everything we talk about photograph-wise from magazines and recipes, et cetera. And you could find us on Facebook.com/HomeSweetHomeRadio.com.
That's right.
So if you go to Facebook.com/HomeSweetHomeRadio.com, our photos will come up. And how did you say you pulled photos up the last time from on site? Do you remember? Just pulled photos? It's just recently posted photos, so you should be able
recently
to pull.
Posted. That's
it. Yeah, I think it's recently posted photos, and we just posted them this morning.
Okay,
Lisa and I.
Oh,
so Lisa Krause and I did it this morning, so they should be up. And we did a little comment on each one. You know, we got some really cool stuff to talk about. We are going to come back and talk about men's fashions for a change.
All right.
Because I don't think we've been giving the guys enough attention. And we do have a lot of men listeners out there, especially my East Coast listeners. A lot of males back there.
All right. So, we'll tell them how to do it.
Yeah. Some of them from Con Edison in New York and some retired, but young retirees in their early 60s. Mm-hmm. So they listen and we want to keep them happy, too, right? We have to.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys out there. Anyways, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Leslie and Linda at the Home Sweet Home radio shows, and we're going to listen to our sponsors for a few minutes. We're excited to come back and talk about men's fashion from GQ Magazine.
Hi, this is Nicole Moreau, Realtor with RE/MAX Winners. I'm proud to be your real estate expert on the Home Sweet Home radio show.
Nicole Moreau is my choice for a resident real estate expert on the Home Sweet Home show here at Lotus Broadcasting. I've known Nicole personally for over 8 years and know she is a real estate agent you can trust. She has over 9 years of experience as a realtor and has made Las Vegas her home for over 15 years. Savvy is a great word to describe Nicole Moreau as she impresses her clients with her knowledge of the fast-changing real estate trends and uses only the latest technology. Nicole explains that this technology gives you the marketing advantage if you are selling and an edge on your competitors if you are buying. Dedication to her clients and passionate about her community. That's our real estate expert for the Home Sweet Home Show, Nicole Moreau. You can reach Nicole at RE/MAX Winners 702-303-8243 or nrmaroe@gmail.com. That's 702-303-8243 or nrmaroe@gmail.com.
Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Kravet, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395, making memorable moments in your home.
Making memorable moments in your home. This is Home Sweet Home. Here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back with Home Sweet Home, Leslie and Linda, and we are going to talk about men's fashion a little bit today. I do want to tell you, though, that I found a little advertisement about an event at the Bellagio Gallery of Fine Art at the Bellagio Hotel. Andy Warhol is they're showing his art through October 27th. So okay. Now through October 27th, 2013. And he was very famous. So if you want to Google Andy Warhol, W-A-R-H-O-L, it'll tell you all about his life and some of the fabulous art that he created. He was just extremely famous and bizarre, had a bizarre lifestyle, but nonetheless, he was quite recognized and in our time, Linda. Mm-hmm. You know, in our time of life.
Yes, so. He took everything that he did was new.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, you know, so he helped create more art and take it to the next stage, the next level. Yeah,
he's an amazing man.
Yeah,
I loved, you know, some of his famous stars that he depicted. I mean,
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, that was one of his most famous. But you know, this photograph of him is the way I remember him.
Uh-huh.
And it's in actually it's in Desert Companion magazine.
Oh, great.
Which is one of our magazines here. It was in the spring April 2013 issue. So
good, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, he's okay. On I don't know what page this is on. I can't really see it without my glasses, but so check it out at the Bellagio. I think it would be a fun exhibit. You can go to lunch and then, you know, maybe we
Bellagio
can do that.
Bellagio is beautiful.
Yeah. Maybe two olives or
olives. That's my favorite.
I
haven't been
place.
There in a long time.
Me either. We could go there, have a glass of wine, split a nice sandwich or salad
Love
or something.
Olives.
Yeah, so that's a nice day out.
Okay.
You know, it's a fun day out. And I think if you're a resident, you get a discount on your tickets.
Okay.
You bring your driver's license?
I'm a resident.
Me too. A long time.
Long time.
Long time. Maybe we could say we're press, and we'll even do better on our tickets.
I don't
we're
know.
Doing a report on it.
We so, are press, kind of.
Of course we're press. I said that the other day at the Foodie Fest. I said, he goes, oh, you got to go over there and get a ticket. And I had my home sweet home, KLAV, Lotus Broadcasting cards. And I said, really? Because I want to talk about it on the radio. He goes, oh, no, no, no. Come right over here. You can come.
Excellent.
Like, yay!
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that.
You have to get some cards made because we cover a lot of stuff locally. And we like to talk about it on our show and give people a plug, you know?
A whole new angle.
It's a whole new
I'm
world,
press.
My dear.
I'm press.
See, since you got that fancy schmancy purse now, you got to start thinking like the press. Got to get a press badge for this.
Yes.
I got another one for you in turquoise, and I got a butterfly one for you.
Oh.
It's a surprise.
Really?
Well, not anymore. I just told you what it was. But anyways, I'm going to give it to you. It's really cute. Okay, so I bought a GQ magazine this morning. I was in Smith's at the crack of dawn, and
before sunrise.
Almost.
That's funny.
And I just was moseying over to the magazine section, and I said, "Oh, there's Robert Downey Jr. on the cover of GQ."
So cute.
I happen to live because he's so handsome.
He is.
And taken, but handsome. And it's the May 2013 issue, and if you go to www.gq.com/mag, you can, of course, look at everything we're going to talk about. But I posted on our Home Sweet Home radio page a man dressed in a Calvin Klein suit that I thought was absolutely to die for. It's gray, and you know what amazes me about this? He has on a gray suit, a light gray shirt, and a gray tie. And normally I would say I'm bored to death.
Mm-hmm.
I love this look. It's monochromatic, but he looks fabulous in this color. And that's a hard color to wear.
Well, then it depends on the skin tone, right?
It does.
Okay.
And he looks amazing in this suit. So just to tell you, the cut of it is stunning. And his tie is so perfect, it's unbelievable. I mean, I don't know how anyone could get the tie that perfectly. Perfect, but someone must have made it for him that was a dresser, so, you know, but anyway.
Well, that's Calvin Klein.
I'm going to hold it up for our sound guy so he could see it. But I
get one of those suits right away.
Can you just go out and get this right now? I mean, it's because I love a man in a suit. Oh, my goodness, I can't stand it. I mean, you know, most men, I have to tell you something. I'm not going to say where or who. But everywhere I went this weekend, men look like they just rolled out of bed.
Cargo pants.
Oh,
cargo shorts. Forget about it.
T-shirts, too big
Forget
or too
about
small.
It. Nope.
Mostly too big
Come
and wrinkled.
On. Give
they
me a
break. They
don't
wear the baseball caps backwards anymore, but oh, my gosh. I was like, does anybody have any clue how they look in the mirror, or do they not have mirrors in their house?
No.
Some of them look like they comb their hair with an egg beater.
They don't have any idea.
Oh, my God, Linda. They just don't.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, it's frightening. You know, and I wasn't really dressed up. I mean, I had a cute little top on and a pair of shorts and a nice pair of sandals. But, I mean, at least my hair was nice and I had some makeup on. And
what about Seth?
He looked nice. He had a nice button-down t-shirt on and, you know, nice pair of shorts and sandals.
Okay.
I mean, you know, nice shorts with a belt, you know. But, I mean, really? Really? I mean, I don't know.
No offense
on the guys out there in the audience. I know a lot of them that listen are really nice dressers, too. But, guys, you got to – we want to look at pretty things, you know. I mean, we don't want to look at guys looking like they didn't even brush their teeth or comb their hair when they got up in the morning, you know?
Oh, gosh. Oh,
scary.
Did I tell you, the only time I went – I don't know why, but I've only been to the Wynn once. And when I walked in to just look around, I had friends in town. There was a wedding party, and the guys had on tux, beautiful tux with short, like Bermuda short pants. But they look great.
Did they?
Yeah, they look great. It was, they really did.
And sneakers?
No. Oh, now I can't remember.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, Robert Downey Jr. was on TV yesterday, one of the talk shows, and he came on in a really nice looking suit.
Oh, good.
But he had sneaks on.
That's funny.
I know.
Well, that's so Hollywood.
It is so Hollywood. Remember when Don Johnson used to wear the loafers without
the
socks?
The loafers, right.
Nobody wore socks for years. It's right. Like the sock people must have been really hurting.
That's right.
It's true. Anyway, so that was one thing I loved in GQ. And then the other thing was on page 130, I posted that too, they had these little pocket squares that you stick in the suit jacket, and I think you always should have one of those on. And it shows you on page 130 and 131 how to use your pocket square.
How to fold them.
How to fold them, and it kind of gives you some color combinations there. And I just think it's darling, and I think men look so nice when they have a little pocket square on. Even if they don't
it's
wear a tie.
It's very noticeable.
Mm-hmm. Yes. My dad always wore them, and he always looked finished, you know, when he got dressed up. He was very sharp
He was
dresser.
A great dresser.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, this is very darling here, this checkered pocket square with kind of a, what is the tie like? It's kind of a little stripey tie, mm-hmm. right?
I like it.
It's a good look.
Just a tiny little splash of color.
Yeah, something to just, you know, make you look twice. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Make you look twice.
I like this one.
Yeah, the pink shirt with the blue tie and then the little pocket square is very cute. So if you go to GQ online, you could see that on page 130 and 131. And we ladies love you gentlemen to dress like that. And if you dress your husband and you're a woman out there, or you dress your significant other, you may want to check out the GQ article and see if you can get some really nice ideas. You know, those are easy to make, by the way, those little pocket squares.
Yeah, that's true.
Just a little square.
Now, what is in vogue for summer for guys to wear if they want to get out of their cargo pants?
Yeah, they had a few things in here that I didn't mark, but I did see. They're wearing prints like women are now.
Really?
More, yeah. I don't know if I know what page it's on, but I did see some printed things, and I'll see if I can post it when I get back to the office. But
okay. Well,
it looked good.
Hawaiian prints, you mean?
No, not quite. I mean, just a little bit more different. But if you go to GQ, it'll show you all the pages.
Okay.
So, you know, here it is. It's on page, let's see what page that is, Linda. I'm not sure. Well, it doesn't tell me.
Oh, it's in the Macy ad.
Yeah. It's in a Macy ad? Yeah, only Macy's. But it's in a Macy ad kind of toward the front of the magazine, and it shows you different prints that are out this year. And actually, the shorts, the long Bermuda shorts, they're almost like jams. They have like a dark red print on it. It looks good.
That looks good.
Doesn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're nice looking. And this guy next to it in the Macy's ad with the white jeans and the kind of, you know, palm tree leafy shirt on that's with the rolled up cuffs.
But the way he's wearing the shirt, you know, it's the way you wear your clothes.
It's the way you wear them. I know.
It is a print.
Right.
But it still looks masculine on
Doesn't
him because,
it?
Yeah, the way he wears it.
Yeah,
so
you got
it like that.
You know, and when guys button their shirts up like really high, I don't get it. I mean, if you have a tie on, yeah, you have to button your shirt up because you got to put your tie on.
Maybe they have a sore throat.
No. You got to, like, leave two buttons open or three buttons open so we could see what's going on around there.
Just come and get in line, and we'll tell you what to do with
really.
Your clothes.
We'll make you over.
You know,
We got nothing else to do.
I mean, it's fun.
Really.
You'll love it.
I know. I used to do that for clients of mine. They'd say, would you go shopping with me? I don't know how to buy clothes. I'm like, sure, I'll go with you. It was a lot of fun, actually.
All right.
So you have a few things you want to talk about. What do you want to talk about
first? I do?
Yeah, you said you did, maybe, right?
Well,
one little thing under there, but you said.
Oh. Yeah. I thought I had already talked about everything. No, we talked about Baby's Bounty and all that.
Yeah.
Last week I mentioned that I started reading the book called The Future by Al Gore. And I was going to do a book report, a book review on it, but forget about it. It's going to be months before I finish this book because it's more like a textbook than casual reading. He addresses so many subjects, so I'm just going to take my time and study it because I really, really like it a lot. I absolutely recommend it.
Wow.
But one thing that you'd be interested in that I did read so far, it's about radio.
Oh.
So he, Al Gore was describing, I think he was trying to lead into a discussion or a thought process about artificial intelligence. And artificial intelligence is actually, if you think about it, an extension of our thinking.
Huh.
Well, he gave the example that our earliest tools, such as spear points and axes, became extensions of our hands, giving our hands more ability and strength. You can say that cars and trains are an extension of our ability to walk because,
or run, yeah.
To go travel over longer distances.
Mm-hmm.
But he used radio as the example to be the extension of our human ability to speak by being able to speak with one another over a greater distance other than just face-to-face.
Wow.
And I thought that was very interesting.
It is.
And the other part of it is, this is a quote from the book, "The rising rate of consumption in the world is a relatively new phenomenon, less than a century old. And it was also a trend that started in the U.S.
Hmm.
Most historians date the true beginning of consumer culture to the 1920s when the first mass electronic medium, radio, was introduced in USA.
Yay.
Isn't that great? So here we are.
We're hanging out in the right place.
Yeah, and we're carrying on the tradition of talk radio.
Works for me. I know. That's a good thing. Well, I would like to hear more about that book because I really am an Al Gore fan. I always have been.
What a brain.
He's a very, very intelligent man and very classy, you know, and I like the way he looks. He kind of looked like a Ken doll when he got elected, but...
Mm-hmm.
He's a really handsome man, but I really like listening to him because he's got a lot to say, and he's
sincere.
He's sincere, and I really think he does his homework. You know, he knows a lot of very, very, very smart people in the scientific world, and he really does his homework.
He knows about everything the guy does.
I know. He's a smart man, a very smart man. Anyway, so thank you for that report, Linda.
You're welcome.
Let's go take another break because we are going to hear from another few sponsors of ours. So you're listening to Home Sweet Home with Leslie and Linda, and we'll be right back with some more interesting things to talk about.
Be right back.
Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Cravat, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com. Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. TownCenterDesign.com, 702-242-2395, making memorable moments in your home. Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and cupuaçu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. Again, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to get your free sample of Velocity today.
Call us with your questions at 731-1230. Home Sweet Home continues. Here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back with Home Sweet Home, and Linda and I are just jabbing about sleeve lengths here. I found a dress in Style magazine this month that was maybe March 2013. It is so beautiful. It was a Dillard's ad, and it's a royal blue with like a white undertone and a see-through three-quarter sleeve in a lace. Looks like a stretch lace. It is so beautiful. So if you go to Facebook.com/HomeSweetHomeRadio.com,
very classic.
You'll see it, and her shoes are to die for. I mean, they're just stunning. So it's a great look. That lace look we talked about, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's really hot right now, so it's really happening. Now, I found something that will interest all of you out there. We now have a product called Wine Flavored Tea. And, of course, that's right up my alley. You can get it at VintageTeaWorks.com. So I'm going on that site later on today, and I'm going to check it out. But here are some of the flavors. Oolong Chardonnay, pungent vanilla notes, Pu'er Cabernet, a dark black cherry-infused varietal whose leaves, like wine, have been aged to perfection. These sound too good to be true. And it says, try the plummy black tea Merlot on the rocks as a sort of sangria that you can down by the pitcher and still drive yourself home. I don't recommend that. But they say that.
Wouldn't that be confusing, though?
Yes.
To have, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, because there's some of those teas, there's caffeine.
Yes, and your body doesn't know what to do: get high or
relax, or run around,
do laps around the block, or what? I mean, it's crazy. But anyways, that sounds good. So it's Vintage.
Well, tell us if it tastes good.
TeaWorks.com. I am going to check it out. I'll buy the one that sounds good to me is the dark black cherry infused varietal leaves, like wine, have been aged to perfection.
Okay.
So that sounds good, huh? It's just different.
You try it first.
And yeah. I'll be the guinea pig, right? Yeah, I know. See how you are, Linda.
I know, okay. I know.
You have something cute that you wanted to share with us, too.
Oh, yeah. This was in, this is from InStyle magazine, last month's issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about yummy new sweets as far as colognes go. There's a new sugar and spice collection. There are original fragrances, and they smell like, get this, lemon meringue pie.
Mm.
One smells exactly like blueberry muffin.
Oh, I like it.
That would be good.
Yeah,
one
good.
Smells exactly like molten fudge cake.
Really?
One smells like very berry sorbet. Mm. And one, this would be my favorite, caramel, what's that, semifreddo?
I don't know. Good enough. Yeah.
Caramel semifreddo.
Hmm.
I don't know what I thought you would know. You're Italian.
No, I don't know.
We'll look it up.
We'll have to look
anyway,
it up.
Anyway, that would be, let's see, turn your vanity into a dessert tray with the olfactory goodies in the perfumes limited edition sugar and spice collection.
You'd have everybody following you smelling like that, wouldn't you?
Well, if you really,
I mean, really
like blueberry muffins, then yeah.
Yeah. If your mate likes blueberry muffins, you're in like Flynn.
I know. Or lemon meringue pie. Right? That would smell good.
Oh, I love lemon meringue pie. Does it have a website there? Anywhere? Maybe? Where you could find that
we'll
stuff?
We'll just have... No, it just... You'll just have to look up...
It was March Joe, in Style Magazine.
J-O Malone, M-A-L-O-N-E.
Oh, Joe Malone.
Joe Malone.
Sense.
London's.
Yeah, J-O, and then it's M-A-L-O-N-E-S, mm-hmm. Malone.
So,
Joe Malone.
Joe Malone.
Yeah.
Of London, I
Joe
guess.
Malone of London. Okay. All right. So there we can go. Look up those flavors and see what he's got.
Just spritz and bon appetit.
Yeah, wow, I'm telling you. It'll make you hungry, right? That sounds like fun, though.
Yeah.
It's different. I love different stuff like this. You know, when you get these... unusual things that aren't the same old, you know. Because there's a lot of stuff out there you just go, eh. But when you see
well, you know,
like
if
this,
nothing else, you could just spray it all over your kitchen.
Yeah, it would smell great, wouldn't it? I know. Yeah. It smells good to me. It'll smell like you baked something or cooked something, right?
Oh, I just baked a lemon meringue pie for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right? Where is it? Marie Callender's. Anyway, I also found something in Style Magazine. It's all posted on Isaac Mizrahi, who is a very famous designer. And
yeah.
He sells a lot on QVC, and he's very funny. He's got a great sense of humor. I really like listening to him. I never watch QVC, but when he's on and Joan Rivers is on, I just watch it because they're funny, you know. But he came out with some beautiful things, kind of copying the Julia Roberts dress she wore in 1998, so it's posted online. And also a dress that Michelle Obama made famous in 2010, which is very 50s looking.
Oh,
very
that's
cute.
Beautiful.
Isn't it, darling?
Mm-hmm.
So she is like the queen of sleeveless, isn't she, Michelle mm-hmm. Obama? Mm-hmm. I don't know a woman that wears a dress better than her sleeveless. It's a little scary. I mean,
she's so tall,
perfectly cut, mm-hmm. you know, and she looks good in it because her arms are long and mm-hmm. she's lean, you mm-hmm. know. You could tell she takes good care of herself. She looks
absolutely.
She looks great. So Isaac Mizrahi, he's a piece of work and he's funny as heck. He's dressed in a lovely suit, by the way, with a pocket square.
Oh yes,
in his picture.
What does he do? Just make up jokes?
He's just funny. He's demonstrative and he's. You know, he's just a body language person.
Okay.
You know, when people talk and they use a lot of body language like we Italians mm-hmm. do, mm-hmm. the Jewish people do it too. And, you know, we always have, you know, extremes with our hands. You know, it's this big and that high and mm-hmm. this much, you know,
okay.
rain and you know, everything's with our hands. If you tie your hands back, you can't talk.
I know.
It's terrible. I don't know why
we
do
that.
I'm
a little bit like that, but
yeah,
I'm Irish.
A little bit like that. But I mean, a lot of people laugh at us when we do that, but, you know, we just are so dramatic. I think mm-hmm. drama queens mm-hmm. and kings, we really are. So.
It's funny that people do that, too, when they're talking on the phone.
Oh,
because
it's hilarious.
The other person cannot see
them.
They
can't see it. I know.
And they're talking on the phone, and mm-hmm. all these hand gestures.
Unless you had that, like, video phone thing. Mm. But. You know, I would never, I don't think I'll ever do that because could you imagine how good you have to look all the time if you get on the phone and you have to always like have makeup on and be dressed?
I know.
Please. I went to Smith's this morning. I still had my pajamas on and I just put a sweatshirt over.
That's funny.
Now, flip-flop.
I've never seen you
with
like
big
that.
Glasses.
With
I
big,
had these like
big
little
sunglasses.
Pajama shorts that had like little paw prints on them. And then I put a black. Oh, my God, I looked horrible.
We're finding new things out about Leslie
really?
All the time.
I did brush my teeth, though.
Oh, that's good.
I did, and combed my hair.
Yeah, okay, good.
But, shoot, you know what? I had to go get something, and I didn't really feel like getting dressed, so I just threw it on.
Well, maybe that's the same with the guys with the cargo pants.
I know, but this is like all day. I just ran to Smith's, and nobody was up yet. I don't think anybody, except the people waiting on you, the cashier. But you know what? Lisa came over to help me today with some paperwork, and she goes to me, "Are you in your pajamas?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Oh, my God."
Oh. She's so critical of you.
She loves me.
Yeah.
But she teases me something terrible, doesn't
yeah.
she? But I like it.
Yeah,
she's
funny.
She's really funny.
She is very funny.
She cracks me up.
Hi, Lisa. We're talking about
yeah,
you.
We're talking about you, Lisa. Lisa girl. She's so cute. Anyway, so we did our Isaac Mizrahi thing. We're going to probably take one more break, but I want to tell you about a recipe I found real quick. And this is the new issue of May 2013 of Food & Wine.
Yummy. I love that magazine.
Yes. Page 70 and 60. Isn't that funny? they have page 70 before they have page 69. Now, that makes no sense.
You found an error in the in a perfect magazine.
I did. 68, 70, 69. That's how the pages go.
That's crazy. That means that you're not allowed to look at page 70 until you look at page 69.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know. I didn't know
68.
I had to be a brain surgeon to figure
it
out.
I know. Yeah, that's what it means. It's directing you.
Hello.
That's funny.
Anyway, so.
What's this?
Yeah, that's Quick Chicken Kiev, which looks good, too, and that's on misprinted page 70. But anyway, on misprinted page 69, the Food and Wine people who were out there, tarragon chicken with spring greens, and I definitely think this is a great recipe. It's very easy to make, and I love tarragon on
my
chicken.
I do, too. Tarragon.
Yep.
Tarragon.
Or rosemary. Which we love on our chicken. But my sister's been using tarragon on her chicken since I don't even know when. But this is a good recipe. And probably the Kiev's not that hard to do. I mean, I've done a Kiev before. I don't think it could be that
difficult.
No,
it's not hard.
So there's two good chicken recipes there for the summer.
Oh, remember we were talking about vegetables? Mm-hmm. I'll give you a quick vegetable recipe that could go with the chicken.
Oh, good.
I think you would really enjoy it.
Okay.
I had it in a really elegant restaurant years ago, and I do it at home quite often. Get always buy organic if you can.
Right.
Put whole zucchini in boiling water and cook it thoroughly, but you're keeping all the juices and the flavor and the nutrients in.
Mm.
So when it's all nice and soft, take it out, cut the ends off, pop it in the blender with some butter, maybe a little bit of whatever your favorite spice would be.
Nice.
It's the consistency of cream of wheat, but it's delightful. It's such a beautiful green flavor to go with any meat.
Could you put it in mashed potatoes?
Would
be weird? Like white, like wax skin white, like the white?
You could.
Yeah, that sounds like something I would try.
Okay, try it.
Yeah. Because you could put turnips in there, right? Why couldn't you put zucchini in there? In a potato.
You could.
Like,
but it looks good on the side in a little tiny bowl.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Put some peas in with your mashed potatoes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, too. Anyway, we're going to take one more break, and then we're going to come back and
chit-chat
a little bit more before we close the show. So you have Leslie and Linda at Home Sweet Home on KLAV, Lotus Broadcasting, and we'll be right back.
Wondering what is happening in the rapidly changing real estate world? Is the real estate market improving in Las Vegas? Are you upside down in your home and wondering what you can do? Wanting to invest in the Las Vegas market and looking for advice?
Hi, this is Nicole Moreau, Realtor with RE/MAX Winners. These are some of the topics I'll cover on the Home Sweet Home show every month. I look forward to answering your questions.
As important as your home is to you, Nicole will give you great advice.
I'll help you build the perfect nest for you and your family.
You can reach Nicole at RE/MAX Winners, 702-303-8243, NRMAROE at gmail.com. That's 702-303-8243, NRMAROE at gmail.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377.
Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus?
If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and cupuaçu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. Again, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to get your free sample of Velocity today.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377. You're listening to Home Sweet Home, making memorable moments in your home. Here again is your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back at Home Sweet Home with Leslie and Linda. We were just talking about how we never have enough time to finish what we want to say. So we are probably going to go to another day a week and hopefully five eventually. But we do have so many listeners that we give them a lot of information. So
And let me mention the call-in number one more time.
Yeah, please.
Locally, 702-731-1230. Or out of state, out of town, 866-820-5528.
And you could post on our Facebook page, too, Facebook.com/homesweethomeradio.com, and like our page because we love when we get fans. And some of you write us some really nice letters, I got to tell you. It's just so lovely. I have a company that I sell to my clients, and it's called Zuo, Z-U-O, Modern Contemporary. And I have to tell you guys that this line is killer great, and the prices are killer. I sell way below retail, so if you want to look at some really hot stuff, this is the look. This is the look for you. They have jeans, jacket, sofas, and it's the coolest. If you go to www.zuomod.com, you can look at some of their stuff and call me at my 702-242-2395 number, and I can get you pricing on what you like. But I'll tell you what, I just love this line. They have lighting. They have outdoor. They have a very modern line. They have this real cool, looks like a loft look now. I mean, with stone wall, they're showing up against stone walls. And I'm telling you, it is hot. I mean,
you know
if
what?
I was...
I think that would be so cool. It looks cool,
doesn't
like you're going
it?
Into a cool room.
Look at how pretty that is.
And wouldn't that isn't that a good idea to have in Las Vegas when it's
I
hot?
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
It looks
but,
good.
You know, it's young, and even you know, even if you're in your 50s or 60s, who cares? I mean, it's a young look. If you like that look, it's fun. You could do some wonderful art with it. I mean, it just is the coolest thing I've ever seen. I'm really excited about selling it. I've been showing it to a lot of different people, and their lighting is very different. They have an opal floor lamp here that is just so ridiculously different. I mean, it's just, it blows my mind. So you're not going to see this stuff in retail stores, guys. You really need to call me and take a look at this Zuo Mod. Zuomod.com. We're going to close the show out, and sorry we don't have more time because we really wanted to talk about lots of stuff. But if you go to the Facebook Home Sweet Home page, you'll see that Zuo jean sofa I was telling you about.
Yes.
It's really cute. So anyway, we are going to go, and we will be back next Wednesday, same time, same place.
I was going to say, I have a great idea. Let's meet next Wednesday.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
And we'll tell you all about First Friday when we see you, when we talk to you next time.
Yeah.
I might see you too. All right, have a nice weekend, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Peace out, everyone.
Okay, Leslie and Linda, home sweet home. Adios.
Hi, this is Joe Johnson. I'm the host of the Joe the AC Guy Show. I've worked in the air conditioning and heating industry for the past 20 years. I'm also the owner and founder of one of Las Vegas' most highly reputable HVAC companies, Rebel Refrigeration and Air Conditioning. Every Wednesday at 9 a.m., I've got the answers to help you make informed decisions regarding all aspects of your heating and cooling needs. We'll also have special guests for other fun and entertaining topics. So be sure to tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. for the Joe the AC Guy Show. Let's keep Las Vegas cool.
This is Danny Vegas. I want to invite everyone to the largest business and consumer expo event of the year at the Riviera Hotel and Casino, May 7th, 5 to 9 p.m. Sponsored by Las Vegas Woman's Magazine, Danny Vegas, and Lotus Broadcasting. Come meet face-to-face some of the top sales producers and connect with new consumers. This is a free event that you do not want to miss. This is the biggest business and consumer networking event of the year. Sponsorships and booth spaces are still available. Go to DannyVegasLive.com. I will see you there.
Hi, this is Jake.
And I'm Dad. Get our take on what's hot in the world of sports.
We'll be on from 6 to 8 p.m. every Sunday, and you can hear my dad try to keep up with my superior sports knowledge.
Really, Jake? We're getting started with that already?
Dad, don't forget whose name comes first.
Yeah, well, don't forget who came first, son.
Okay, Brian.
Here we go. So tune in every Sunday night and get our take on what's hot in the world of sports. Celebrity guests, special features, and we'll have plenty of things to give away.
The Jake and Dad Show, only on KLAV, the talk of Las Vegas.
No one is safe as we enter the sleazy world of hypocritical politics, religion, or any other serious business unless we can make a little fun of it. For that's the whole reason that keeps us going. Isn't that the same for you? If you're a true fan of Bring It On with Barnhart, it is. Yep, this is Don Lewis Barnhart yakking every Friday at 4 p.m. right here on KLAV 1230 on your AM dial. You're going to love it. It's going to be fun.
If you're a man who needs to lose up to 30 pounds or more, we have an important free offer for you. Sensa needs you to help us reach our goal of helping men lose 2 million pounds of unwanted weight. That's why we're giving away as many free 30-day trials of Sensa for Men as we can in the next 24 hours. If you're ready to lose weight and help us reach our 2 million pound goal, call for your free trial. But hurry, every 15 seconds, someone says yes to Sensa, so free trials are disappearing fast. To guarantee yours, call now. 1-800-923-6975. In a six-month study, one of the largest of its kind ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. The demand has been overwhelming. If you want to lose up to 30 pounds or more, call now for your free trial. 1-800-923-6975. Strict limit of one per household. Again, that's 1-800-923-6975. 1-800-923-6975.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If you would like quality diamonds at exceptional prices, then come to Tom Tutman's Diamond Mine. If you would like sparkling 2-carat Marquise cuts for only $49, then come to Tom Tutman's Diamond Mine. If you would like the personal service you've come to expect from Tom Tutman himself, then do not come to Tom Tutman's Diamond Mine, because Tom Tutman passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and 3 children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father, so he won't be around to care for his family. And the sad part is, it all could have been detected early with a simple test. But Tom didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical test you need? For a list of tests...
Listening to KLAV Las Vegas.
Aren't you lucky?
12:30 a.m.
Leave it all to us. You'll never know what hit you.
I can't turn the radio off now. I love you guys.
The Talk of Las Vegas.